Open our eyes, Father, that we may behold wonderful things in your word.
神啊，求你打开我哋嘅眼睛，叫我哋能够睇到神你创造嘅奇妙。
Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。
Mark chapter 9, verses 30 to 37, the character of the disciple.
今日咧，我哋会睇嘅系马可福音第九章33至到36节，就系睇到我哋作为一个门徒，我哋应该要有咩嘅特性。
If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all.
咁咧喺呢度咧好清楚话俾我哋听，第35节嗰度话，若有人愿意作首先嘅，佢必须作众人末后，亦都系作众人嘅用人。
What do we think we have let ourselves in for when we call ourselves Christians?
咁想大家问一个问题，就系究竟我哋话我哋系一个基督徒，喺我哋心里边，我哋系谂紧啲咩嘢咧？
Recent events such as the disturbances by many Muslim people over a film clip, or disagreements among Christians over the terms of the Commonwealth Marriage Act, or over the appropriate funding of public and independent schools.May lead us to keep our heads down and hide behind the view that my religion is my business or that the church, whatever it is, should stay out of politics.
如果我们看一看最近发生的一些事情，举例最近在这个网上流传的有些关于回教的一套的电影，那么引致到很多回教徒呢是有些不满。咁另外我哋又再睇下究竟聯邦政府佢哋嗰個嘅最新推出嘅婚姻法案，以及最近呢個政府佢哋推出對呢個私立學校同埋政府嘅學校一個撥款，呢啲咁樣嘅我哋周圍發生緊嘅事，我哋作為一個基督徒，我哋採取咩態度呢？我哋係咪話要袖手旁觀，唔理呢啲嘅事呢？
Today's passage from the Gospel of Mark may help usAs we watch the first disciples struggle to understand what Jesus expected of his followers.
今日呢段嘅经文可能系俾我哋一啲嘅提示，就系话当日呢一批嘅最初嘅一批嘅使徒，佢哋对耶稣基督嘅认识喺各方面有一个嘅挣扎。我哋睇下究竟佢哋会点样去认识耶稣基督，点样期望一个嘅使徒咧？
I have three sections. One, Jesus moves south.
呢度咧又分开三个段落嚟到讲。第一咧就系耶稣向南去行。
Verse 30, they left that place and passed through Galilee.
咁如果我哋睇下第三十节嗰度咧，佢哋话佢哋咧系经过加利利，离开嗰个地方，经过加利利。
This seems a fairly insignificant geographical note.
咁喺呢度咧，就好似俾我哋睇起嚟咧一個好唔著眼嘅一個關於佢哋位置上邊嘅一個嘅話語。
But we have seen in recent weeks that in Mark the details of the journeys of Jesus are never insignificant。
咁其實當我哋睇下馬可福音前面所講嘅咧，我哋就睇到耶穌呢幾個星期嗰個嘅歷程咧，就會知道咧其實係唔簡單嘅。
This little note tells us that Jesus has now turned around to go to Jerusalem and his death there.
在这里虽然很简单的话他是离开那里去加利利，那其实实际上告诉我们耶稣呢其实是转弯向南边来行的。
He has just been as far from Jerusalem as he gets.
那当他远离这个耶路撒冷没多远的时候呢
Up a mountain, perhaps Mount Hermon,or the Golan Heights.
咁呢佢哋就会上到一个山嗰度。咁呢个山呢可能係叫做 Hermon, 可能我哋譯呢就赫爾蒙山，或者呢去到呢个哥蘭高地嗰度。
Here Peter, James and John witnessed his transfiguration.
咁喺呢度呢佢嘅门徒彼得雅各约翰呢就见证咗呢耶稣登山嘅时候嗰个改变嗰个形象。
And saw him conversing with Moses and Elijah.
咁亦都喺呢度咧睇到佢同摩西以及以利亚咧喺度讲话嘅。
Here also they heard Jesus challenge them that the scriptures indicate that the Son of Man will suffer.
咁喺呢度咧，耶稣基督咧亦都俾佢哋一个挑战，就话咧，人子咧系将会面临呢个嘅痛苦。
That the glorious Son of Man described in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, is also the suffering servant of Isaiah.
咁咧喺呢度咧就俾我哋睇到咧喺旧约嘅。但以理书第七章同埋以赛亚书嗰度咧，都讲到，就话呢个人子咧，佢系呢一个嘅尼赛亚，佢会将会受苦。
Jesus has already predicted his sufferings, chapter 8, verse 31, and will do so three times in all. Today's reading, Mark 9:31 is the second, and also Mark 10:32-34.
咁耶稣咧，其实喺呢度咧，喺第八章第31节嗰度咧，就系预言佢自己将会受苦嘅。咁我哋今日嘅经文里边咧，其实有三度咧都会讲到呢一个受苦，譬如马可福音9:31啦，同埋咧喺8:31啦，10:32啦，呢啲咧系会讲到咧耶稣基督受苦嘅。
We will get to the second of these predictions shortly。
咁我哋等一阵间咧就会讲到咧第二点关于耶稣基督受苦。
So from the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus and the three with him return to the other disciples.
咁喺呢个登山改变形象之后，耶稣咧同佢嗰三个门徒翻去，系与其他嘅门徒会合。
They find them engaged in controversy with religious authorities.
咁咧佢就发觉佢哋咧正喺度咧同嗰啲嘅宗教领袖咧喺度争论紧。
And the distress of a man who is grievously ill son.
咁同埋咧，佢哋又遇到一个咧系受困苦嘅一个嘅人，因为佢嘅仔咧系患咗病，被鬼附着。
So just as Jesus turns and moves towards the climax of his work,
咁我哋睇到咧，当耶稣去到佢嗰个工作最高峰嘅时候
，just then the evil one lifts his efforts to derail him.
咁喺呢一个同时咧，我哋就见到啊，魔鬼就喺度咧工作。嚟到希望咧，耶稣基督嘅工作咧唔能够完成。
Not just in the destruction of the image of God in a poor child，
唔单止咧系藉住呢一个被鬼附着嘅呢个可怜嘅细路仔，影响耶稣，破坏耶稣嗰个形象。
But also in the increasingly organized efforts of religious officialdom to restrain Jesus。
同时咧，亦都藉住当时嘅宗教领袖，佢哋好有系统咁样咧去。做一啲嘅工作嚟到妨碍耶稣基督嗰个嘅事工。
But Jesus continues south towards Jerusalem,
但系
taking every opportunity to teach the disciples privately.
但系耶稣基督仍然嘅系向南行，而且咧系找住任何一个机会咧嚟到教训佢嘅门徒。
Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were.Because he was teaching his disciples.
咁喺呢个马太福音个马可福音咧第九章嗰度咧，就佢讲到咧，就系耶稣基督咧唔想佢啲人咧知道佢哋喺边度，因为咧佢想要教导佢嘅门徒。
One presumes that they travelled away from population centres or even by night.
咁咧有人咧就觉得佢哋咧可能就系远离呢个人群，或者佢哋喺夜间嗰度夜晚黑嚟到行走。
Second point.
第二点
，the truth the disciples cannot swallow，
就系话一个嘅呢啲门徒咧喺当时啊唔能够接受到嘅一个真理。
For a second time, Jesus speaks of his coming death and rising again。
咁喺呢度咧，耶稣第二次嘅讲到就系话佢将会受苦受死，而且咧佢又会复活嘅。
The first time he did so, Mark 8:31-32, it is stated.That he did so plainly, and this aroused a protest from Peter.
咁咧喺第一次耶稣讲咧，就喺马可福音第八章第31-32节嗰度。咁耶稣就讲到佢会被杀过第三日咧复活，但系咧喺呢度咧就引起彼得咧有好大嘅一个嘅反应。咁咧彼得咧就系觉得咧呢件事系唔啱嘅，唔会发生嘅。
Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him.
咁彼得咧就系话咧，就叫耶稣基督咧系企埋一就话咧，耶稣咧明明嘅就话啦，彼得就拉住耶稣劝佢，劝耶稣。
In another gospel it says, never Lord, this will never happen to you.
咁喺第二段嘅经文里面咧，咁彼得咧就好清楚嘅就话咧，好肯定嘅话，佢话唔会发生嘅。佢话主啊，呢件事唔会发生喺你身上嘅。
Why is it so hard for Peter and the other disciples to hear what Jesus is saying？
咁点解呢啲彼得同埋其他嘅门徒会觉得咁难去接受耶稣所讲呢段嘅说话咧
？A number of things might be considered。
咁我哋可以考虑有几点。
The idea of individual resurrection was not part of their way of thinking。
咁咧，我哋就会睇到第一样，一个人佢能够复活，喺佢哋当时门徒嗰个嘅想象里边，佢哋系唔能够想象得到嘅。
Their dominant hope was national renewal。
咁佢哋其实最主要嗰个嘅期望同埋盼望咧，就系能够咧使到以色列国咧得到复国。
For example, Ezekiel 37, the vision of dry bones coming back to life, the bones all joined together, that's a vision of the nation restored, not individual.
就好似在旧约的以西结书里面呢，是讲到就是有一些枯萎了的骷髅骨，一些骨头分散了的，现在是聚埋呢，是站起来，这个呢就是预表了呢一个的复兴。
Second,Jesus may have used an Aramaic word that meant exaltation as well as crucifixion.
咁咧，耶稣基督咧喺呢度就用咗个阿兰文嘅文字，就讲到咧就话呢个被高举起嚟。咁呢个咧其实个意思咧亦都系有被钉死嘅一个意思。
And indeed, in the Gospel of John, the idea of crucifixion, of resurrection, of Ascension of exaltation are all covered by the words lifted up.
咁其实如果我哋睇下约翰福音咧，里边所讲嘅就复活啊，呢个嘅升天啊，然后咧嗰个嘅被高举啊，佢哋所有呢啲嘅字咧，有同一个意思，就话咧被举起嚟一样。
So perhaps what Jesus said was not clear to them.
可能耶稣基督对佢哋所讲嘅，佢哋唔清楚。
It's clear to us because we know what happened.
对我们来讲呢，今天我们就知道了，很清楚，因为我们知道曾经发生了什么事。
Third point, there was no expectation that the Messiah would suffer and die.
那呢，第三点就是说，当时没有人呢会希望见到一样东西，就是这个的尼赛亚，即是救主呢，是会面临这个的受苦，面临痛苦的。
So, fourthly, the death of their leader was not something the disciples were expecting, and they did not want to think about it.
咁咧喺佢哋嘅心里边，呢班嘅门徒咧，佢哋从来冇谂过咧，佢哋嗰个嘅领袖，佢哋嗰个先生咧，系会面对死亡嘅。佢哋从来冇考虑到呢一点。
So we should not be too hard on the disciples.
咁所以咧，我哋唔应该咧系觉得对啲门徒咧有所不满。
We know that Jesus recognized the temptation.To think as they were thinking.
咁我哋亦都知道咧，耶稣基督咧系了解当时门徒受嗰个试探，因为咧佢哋心里边所想嘅，耶稣基督咧系好明白佢哋嘅处境。
Because Jesus resists so strongly when Peter contradicts him the first time that suffering is mentioned.
咁当耶稣基督第一次讲到佢将会面对呢个嘅苦难受苦嘅时候，当彼得咧系起身咧嚟到对抗，话佢唔会受苦咧。耶稣基督咧就系好严厉嘅同佢讲。
In his humanity, Jesus knew what crucifixion was like, just like you and I. It's horrible, and he knew it was horrible. In his humanity, it was a dreadful thing he knew was coming.
耶稣基督佢作为呢个嘅人，佢呢个人嘅形象，佢了解呢个。受死钉在十字架上那种痛苦是怎样，就好像我们了解如果被钉在十字架上，我们会受到几大的痛苦。
So when Peter says, Oh no, Lord, this will not happen to you, Jesus is tempted to agree.
咁呢当彼得话佢话啊我们的主啊这样东西呢不会发生在你的身上的。咁在这个时候可能耶稣基督呢都个心里面呢都有些的动摇，就是说啊都是希望这样东西不会发生在他身上。
This is the subtle persuasion of the evil one.
这个呢可以说呢就是那个的魔鬼啊，在我们心里面呢经常要说服我们去接受这些这样的事实。
So Jesus repudiated Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men.
咁咧，所以耶稣基督咧就责备彼得。咁咧喺第八章第三十三节嗰度咧，佢话撒旦推到我后边吧，因为你唔体贴神嘅旨意，只系体贴人嘅意思。
And so the disciples are bewildered.
咁所以咧，我哋喺呢度就睇到嗰啲门徒咧系相当困惑嘅，佢哋唔知唔理解。
9:32, they did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it.
咁咧，譬如喺第九章我哋今日经文里边第三十二节嗰度咧就话啦，门徒咧就唔明白，但系又唔敢问佢。
The third point, the child within and the child without.
第三点今日要同大家讨论嘅就系话，要完完全全嘅去学像一个小细路仔。
There is immediate evidence that the disciples cannot digest what Jesus has said.
咁我哋喺呢度咧都睇到啊，立刻嘅了解到咧，当时嘅门徒真系唔明白耶稣所讲嘅系啲咩嘢。
As disciples of any messianic pretender would be, they are preoccupied with their dreams of their status in the new regime.
咁咧，我哋作为任何一个耶呢个尼赛亚当时嘅一个嘅跟随者，无论佢哋认识又好或者唔认识都好，咁咧佢哋个脑里边咧就系满脑子咧都系被一样嘢咧嚟到影响住嘅，就系话佢哋喺呢一个新嘅角度里边嗰个嘅地位系点样咧
？When Jesus asks them privately in the house what they were arguing about on the way back to Capernaum。We learn that they had been trying to decide who was the greatest disciple.
咁当喺屋里边，耶稣基督私下嘅问佢嘅门徒就话喺途中，我哋翻嚟嘅时候，你哋争论紧啲咩咧？我哋由加百农翻嚟嘅时候，你哋争论紧啲咩嘢咧？原来咧，佢哋系争论紧边个系最大嘅。
33 and 34, they came to Capernaum.When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the road they had argued about who was the greatest.
第九章三十三同埋三十四节嗰度话，佢哋嚟到加百农，耶稣喺屋里边就问门徒话啦：，你哋喺路上议论嘅系咩咧？门徒咧就不做声，因为佢哋喺路上彼此争论谁为大。
They are a little bit embarrassed. They keep quiet about it.
咁佢哋咧都有一啲覺得唔好意思，所以咧佢哋好唔敢講出嚟。
But it remains a preoccupation.
但係咧呢、這個咧可以話係佢哋當時腦裏邊所諗嘅一切。
In the next chapter, chapter 10, verses 35 and following, we see James and John applying for the plum jobs in the messianic regime of Jesus.
咁如果我哋睇下喺下一章，即係話第馬可福音第十章咧。我哋就睇到雅各同埋约翰咧，佢就问耶稣问咩嘢咧？就系想知道佢哋将来喺呢个角度新嘅角度里边，佢哋所做嘅咩嘢嘅位置系咪重要嘅位置咧
？10:37 Let one of us sit at your right, the other at your left in your glory。
咁咧，譬如我哋睇第37节咧，呢度就话啦，佢话赐我哋喺你里边。在你的荣耀里面，一个坐在你的右边，一个坐在你的左边。
They want to be the great leader's lieutenants.
他们呢就想做呢一个伟大的领袖，可能呢做一个的有个的官职。
So Jesus spells out the true nature of the kingdom in simple, dramatic terms.
所以耶稣基督咧用一啲好简单同埋咧好戏剧性嘅一啲嘅话语话俾佢哋听，佢嘅角度究竟系点样嘅
？It is an acted parable。
咁啊呢个啊系一个咧好清楚系好令到佢哋明白嘅一个嘅比喻嚟嘅。
Sitting down in his role as teaching rabbi。
咁咧当耶稣坐低，佢以佢作为一个教师嘅身份。
In our church, I stand.To teach you, and you sit. In Jesus' time, the teaching rabbi sat in a chair, and they sat on the floor.
咁咧，今日我企喺呢度同你哋讲道，你哋就坐喺度听。但系咧喺耶稣基督嘅时期咧，当时嗰啲犹太教嘅拉比，即系嗰啲嘅教师咧，佢哋系坐喺度，而众人咧就企喺度听嘅。
But he says, if anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all.
咁咧，耶稣咧就坐下嚟就同佢哋讲咧，就话咧，如果有人愿意做先嘅咧，佢必作众人嘅末后，作众人嘅用人。
He then acts this out himself.
而且佢唔单止讲，佢仲系以行动嚟到显示俾佢哋睇。
He is their leader, but he serves a little child.
佢系呢班门徒嘅老师，佢嘅领袖，但系咧，佢喺呢个时候，佢系。服侍一个嘅细蚊仔。
Firstly, he honors the child by asking the child to stand in their midst.
第一，佢就系令到呢个嘅细蚊仔觉得佢系好重要嘅，咁咧就俾佢坐喺中间。
And he welcomes him with an embrace.
咁咧，佢系点样嚟到欢迎佢咧？就系抱佢起嚟。
You know the Middle Eastern picture embrace, you know, here's, you know, formal welcome.You understand?
咁咧，佢原来就系点咧？系拥抱佢啊！咁大家知道中东人系点拥抱噶？揽住左边面颊，右边面颊，大家互相锡一锡咁。
Not very English. Is that very Chinese? Not very Chinese either. No. But Middle Eastern formally embrace, kiss. Jesus honors the child.
咁咧，呢个系一个咧对诶一个人咧一个好大嘅礼貌嚟嘅。耶稣基督就用一个咁样嘅方式嚟到接待呢个嘅小朋友。
The leader honors the child.
咁咧就话呢一个嘅领袖，佢咧系咁尊敬嘅嚟到对待呢个嘅小朋友。
He makes himself servant to the child.
咁佢就俾人哋会睇得到咧，佢系作为呢一个细路仔嚟嘅嚟睇咧，佢系一个好似仆人嘅身份咁啊。
This is not just how Jesus acts as their leader.But also the example for the disciples.
咁耶稣基督并唔系用呢个做一个咁样嘅例子啊，佢咧亦都要俾佢哋睇到，佢哋系要学佢咁去做。
To conclude,
今日我要做一个结论。
The Christian Church has been an agent of transformation for 2,000 years.
咁我哋睇到基督教会喺过去2000年以嚟咧。可以话咧系一个影响世界不断喺度改变嘅。
But unevenly，
虽然咧就唔系话一路好顺畅咁去，但系咧有起有落。
Only really when it has been faithful to Jesus Christ as the servant king。
咁我哋要有咩嘅基础咧？就系话，当我哋真真正正去相信耶稣基督，而呢个嘅基督。佢系满有君王嘅尊贵嘅形象嘅，但系佢却愿意以一个仆人嘅身份嚟到服侍人。
Who sees glory as only attained through his sacrificial suffering on the cross？
咁我哋亦都要认识清楚，耶稣基督系睇到佢点样能够使到神得到荣耀咧？佢就系要以佢自己作为一个喺十字架上被钉死受苦，作为一个牺牲，佢嚟到达至呢个嘅目标。
And to be a discipleship means to imitate Jesus' service to the world.
如果我哋作为一个嘅门徒，我哋就要效法耶稣基督，佢点样去服侍世界。
In the kingdom, weakness is strong.
喺神嘅国里边，好清楚话俾我哋听，软弱嘅会变为强壮。
And the weak are to be embraced, welcomed in the name of Jesus Christ.
嗰啲软弱嘅，佢哋会受到拥抱同埋欢迎，因为耶稣藉住耶稣基督嘅名，佢哋系得到呢一个咁嘅接待。
Is that how the church grows in China now？
今日喺中国嘅教会系咪用呢个方式嚟到成长咧？可能系，我哋唔知。
We pray so。
我哋喺祷告里边纪念呢件事。
Well, today we have been reminded。Of our Lord's determination to submit to the will of the Father in redeeming the world.
今日呢段嘅经文里边提醒我哋就话，耶稣基督佢点样去成就呢个嘅救赎咧？就系话佢完完全全嘅顺服喺神嘅旨意里边。
But we have also been reminded how difficult it is to be servant-hearted disciples.
今日嘅经文亦都提醒我哋就系话。作为一个有服侍人嘅心嘅一个嘅门徒，其实系好难做到嘅。
but to recognize the child within ourselves.
咁咧，亦都要俾我哋睇得到，我哋就真系好似一个嘅小孩子一样，有一个小孩子嘅心。
And the dignity in the children in the world.
亦都系俾我哋睇到，就系话喺世界上，我哋自己系咪有一个认知，知道话世界上嘅儿童佢哋都有呢一个咁嘅尊严。
All those who are weak in body or mind.
无论嗰啲喺这个的身体和在灵魂上面都是软弱的
or simple understanding,
或者他们的认识是很简单的
and we must embrace them in the name of Jesus.
我们一定要在奉耶稣基督的名来接纳他们
The suffering servant was also the glorious Son of Man.
这个受痛苦的仆人他同时也是这个满有荣耀的神的儿子
Amen
Amen
Thank you